Little the spider was the queen tonight. She is a preacher who loves the Lord. Wizardly wise is an elegant glider. He is an owl who's never bored. The Murray Petey is an alligator. We'll avoid a partner in crime.
Oh, yeah.
When trouble blows in history, Miss Dolan travels back in time.
Hey, Billy, you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is! I can't wait, I'm so excited! I've been waiting.
Okay.
I'm excited, I want to get started.
So then what time is it?
It's time!
I was going to ask you, do you know what time it is?
It's time for the mail.
Daddy to have his coffee.
No! Oh, come on now.
It's time for the mail. Okay, listen.
I hear that mail coming. It's coming round the bend.
Mail doesn't make any noise.
Oh, I can't wait to read it. I don't know when. Right now. Read it now.
I can see how Zoe would have a problem with your musical styling.
Oh, please. My music is beautiful.
Okay, you want to get right into this?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we got a bunch here. First up is Boss Ammo.
Hello, Boss Ammo. I love you.
So happy to be able to email again.
Yeah.
Love the new setup. Thank you, Bella and me.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you, Daddy-O, for sending up.
You're very welcome. Okay. You know who's next?
No.
Julia Grace 0523.
Hello, Julia Grace 0523. I love you.
The best was when they visited baby Jesus being born. Mariah Carey has nothing on Zoe, Bella, and Slippery Pete.
Oh, thank you very much. I love that. That was my favorite trip. I think nothing's going to beat that trip.
Really? Not even the dinosaurs?
Let's not talk about dinosaurs.
Oh, right. Okay. Which reminds me, I still got to talk to you about that dinosaur trip.
I don't want to talk about dinosaurs anymore. Okay? Let's move on.
Okay. Flips 75.
Hello, Flips.
My child is obsessed with time travel ever since listening to this podcast. Do you know of any kid-friendly time travel movies you can recommend? Yes, there's one I definitely know of called Mr. Peabody and Sherman. I have not seen it, but Mr. Peabody and Sherman are kid-friendly characters. So you can definitely Google that, Mr. Peabody and Sherman. It's a spoof sort of like on Doctor Who time travels. Okay, yes. So that's that. Holly Beth is next.
Hello, Holly Beth. I love you.
I'd like to know when the new Bella and Me video will be out with Bella's new guest.
Ooh.
We are putting that together right now.
Oh,
we are
my
working
goodness.
On that. We will let you know as soon as it's available.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited about your new guest?
I am.
Okay, good.
I want to do a cooking show.
Right. Okay. Saya the Bunny.
Hello, Saya the Bunny. I love you.
Oh, I wonder if Saya the Bunny is an actual bunny. You don't have any bunny friends, do you?
No, I do not.
Interesting. Love Bella and me. That's all Saya has to say.
Oh, thank you very much. We love you too.
Charis 73.
Hello, Charis 73. I love you.
You guys are amazing and love every show done.
Wow.
It's fun and amazing. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, we love it too.
If I could give this podcast 1,000,000 stars, I would.
Oh my goodness, 1,000,000 stars? That's good.
Okay, this next message comes from Kilicio.
Hello, Kilicio. I love you.
Awesome. I love your podcast. But can you make one of the dogs become a queen somehow?
Oh, listen, I have to tell you something already.
What?
Miss Zoe, she thinks she's a queen. She thinks she's the princess of the house. Mama's the queen, but Zoe's the princess. She even has a crown.
Well, it says they want one of you guys to become a queen somehow. So it's inferring that Zoe is not a queen.
But she's a princess.
Well, then I guess she would be lined up to become a queen.
All right. She's in line to be the queen.
I don't know how we would make that happen, Keelio.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if we travel back in time.
And she gets knighted. Not knighted.
She gets coronated.
She gets coronated, right. We'll look into that, okay?
Yeah, we'll do some research.
Emmy Girl 5000.
Hello, Emmy Girl 5000. I love you.
Hey there. I was so glad to hear this podcast. This is my first one ever. I am 10 and, well, I am scared of bedtime and my closet. But when I heard this wonderful podcast, my mind just stopped being afraid. I now see my closet as a way to time travel like Zoe does. I love this podcast. This podcast helped me face my fears. I go to my closet now on purpose thanks to this podcast. I can finally stop worrying about these bad things.
Oh my goodness, I am so happy for you. And wow. No, you should not be worrying about any bad things. Oh, no, no, no. No, I don't want you to be afraid of anything. And God loves you so much, and he doesn't want you to be afraid even more than me. So I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, you go in the closet and use your imagination, and you can travel all around the world.
I like that this show has helped Emmy Girl 5000 and maybe other children to not be afraid of the things that go bump in the night.
I love that. I am so happy.
That's very cool. I like
Aww,
that.
Oh, thank you.
So Emmy Girl, maybe you can record a time travel journey that you took from your closet and send it to us.
Oh my goodness, how much fun is that?
That would be very cool. Just hit the record feature on your phone and take your phone with you when you go time traveling like Zoe does.
Maybe she could ask her mama or daddy-o.
Yes, absolutely. And then they could go with her on this time traveling journey. Oh, that would be wonderful to send us and we can play it.
Oh my goodness, how much fun.
That would be great. Okay, Brigitta Ruby is next.
Hello, Brigitta Ruby. I love you.
Hi, me and my brother love this podcast.
Oh, hello to your brother too. I love him too.
Love Good Cooks is next.
Ooh, Love Good Cooks. I love you too.
You should do one about a chef or something and something about a cat because Slippery Pete hates cats. We will be so happy, so happy if you do. We'll tell all our friends about this podcast too. Okay.
Oh my goodness. I hope you're not saying that Slippery Pete cooks a cat. That would be terrible.
Well, but it's interesting that you would even bring up about a chef because did we mention that?
I thought we did.
That's
why the other person asked.
Yeah,
about
okay.
It.
That's why. Right. Okay. Well, Love Good Cooks, we are not condoning any cat or kitten cooking.
No, that's awful.
Unless it's the cat doing the cooking.
Oh, yes.
Then
that
that's different. Right.
A
right.
Cat show about cats cooking.
I think they're thinking that Slippery Pete is a chef who's going to cook a cat.
Oh,
I think that's
no.
I think that's what that means. Maybe that's what they're thinking the next guest is Slippery Pete.
Oh, no.
Actually, it's not Slippery Pete as a chef. So, no. If that's what you're thinking, then no. Okay, next one up, Jen Word Nerd.
Hello, Jen Word Nerd. I love you.
My daughter and I listen to this podcast every time a new episode comes out and re-listen to ones we've already heard. Our favorite is Bella and Me's new theme when Bella tries to rap.
Oh, my goodness. What do you mean tries to rap?
Well, just saying that your rap is not any good is what they're saying.
Oh, look who's talking now,
hey,
daddy-o.
Look, I think we're both excellent rap singers.
And
we don't care what Mama and Zoe thinks. But all the episodes and songs are great. We love Zoe singing. She's so good. See, they like Zoe singing, but
Zoe
they don't like
good.
When you try and rap. Okay, Archer Duran.
Hello, Archer Duran. I love you.
Best podcast in the whole world.
Oh, boy.
That's what he calls this review here.
Wow.
Hi, again, it's me, Archer. I love your podcast so much so that when I get so tired, once I put the podcast on, it makes me go to sleep.
I remember him. I'm like, is that a good thing? We put him to sleep.
I guess that's a good thing. Also, can you do some more time travel? Please, I would really appreciate it. Love, Archer. P.S., I listen to your podcast at night. Also, I have two questions. One, what is Zoe's favorite color? And two, What would Bella be if she could be a different animal?
Ooh. Well, I know Zoe's favorite color.
What is it?
Pink.
Oh, okay. Hot pink or like a hot or like pink. A grayish pink?
No, no, no. Hot pink. She hot loves pink. Hot pink. Don't you remember this very morning she asked if she could spray paint her hair pink?
Yes, I do remember that. Okay, but like a neon pink.
She wanted to spray her mohawk haircut pink. And Mama said no.
What would you be if you could be a different animal?
Ooh, that's rough. I think I'd want to be an eagle.
An eagle?
So I could fly.
Okay.
I want to fly.
You want to fly?
Maybe when we go upstate, I'll run around in the yard until an eagle picks me up and carries me away, and then I'll get to fly.
I'm gonna make sure that doesn't happen, okay?
Oh, all right.
An eagle picking you up and taking you away.
Oh.
Really?
All right.
Because I remember how you reacted to the whole pterodactyl picking you up. It's not going to be much different.
But I did like flying.
You weren't flying. You were being carried.
Oh, but I want to fly.
That's different. An eagle then, Archer, is mm-hmm. what you would be. And Joey's favorite color is pink. Okay.
Hot pink.
Maya Davison.
Hello, Maya Davison. I love you.
Hi, I am Maya. I am 9 years old, and I think that your podcast is so good. I just wish that you give a thank you to me. I am Maya Davison, and our cat, Justy, loves Bella. Can Bella say hi to her?
Oh, my goodness. Of course. First of all, I want to say thank you, Maya, for listening and writing in. And I want to say hello, a special hello to Justy the cat. And
oh, wow.
Big hugs and kisses
hi,
to
Justy.
You.
Hello, Justy. And then Maya goes on to say, I am your biggest fan. I always check for a new podcast. Please, 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 with sugar on top, I just want to have a thank you, not in a mean or selfish way. Just I want to thank you, please, and please do a Dragons episode, please, please.
Oh, my goodness. Of course we want to thank you. Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you, Maya, and thank you, Justy, for listening to us. And Dragons, oh, no, they're kind of like dinosaurs, aren't they? Oh,
they're a little bit like dinosaurs. Yes.
I don't like the dinosaurs. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we got to see. I mean, you know, I don't know that Zoe can control the time machine, correct?
Zoe wants to go everywhere.
But, how would you get back to Dragons if Dragons, how do you get to them?
Maybe we'll go see the Loch Ness
I don't know
Monster
how, I don't
something.
Know. Okay, all right. Well,
I don't know. We'll oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's a question for Zoe, Maya. I don't know how her science works, if she can go
nobody
to
does.
Well, she does, and Sheldon did.
Yes, but Sheldon's not around to say it anymore.
Okay, well, we got three more here.
Oh, goody!
Okay. Wolfie Shadow Afton.
Hello, Wolfie Shadow Afton. It's so nice to have you listening to us. I love you.
Did Jesus know that Bella and everyone was at the manger? If he did know, would they get in trouble?
No! We don't get in trouble. No. Jesus knew everything before the time began. Mm-hmm. But he was a baby at that point. And I'm sure, he remembers us when he was an adult. And he certainly knows us now. But I'm thinking, no way. We did not get in trouble. We would not get in trouble. Because that was a wonderful, wonderful night. It was my absolutely, oopy-doopy.
Loopy.
Favorite time travel time and time of all time. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow. So you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope that answers your question there, Wolfie. Rylan, right
there. Hey, Rylan, I love you.
Hey, I would really like to see a new video one day soon.
Okay. I'm ready for it, Daddy. Oh, is you hear that? Like that?
Yeah, I hear it.
All right.
And the last one here is from Rosie Girl Awesomeness Diva.
Hello, Rosie Girl Awesomeness Diva. I love you.
These stories are amazing and super fun to listen to and fall asleep to at night. There's a lot of that seems to be going on. I really enjoy Bella and me so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for taking the time to write in. For everybody, thank you so much for listening and writing to us. I have missed you so much.
And we will definitely keep you posted on the new video that's coming out. And obviously, new episodes.
Absolutely.
And we'll ask Zoe about the queen thing and the dragon thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how that would work.
Okay.
Well, that's about it. Do you have anything to say?
I just want to say again, I missed you so much and so glad you wrote in, everybody. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. Well, that does it for yet another episode of
Wah!
Bella and Me.
Yeah!